My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, your starting lineup for the Cleveland Guardians today as they begin the first leg of the doubleheader against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ben Lively will be on the hill for the Guardians today, hitting first in the lineup. Stephen Kwan, the left fielder, hitting second will be the center fielder. Angel Martinez, the designated hitter, Jose Ramirez, will be hitting third today. Okay. Josh Naylor hitting fourth, playing first base for the Guards. Hitting fifth today, the right fielder Lane Thomas, breaking in that jersey quite nicely, I must say. Hitting sixth today, Andres Jimenez, the second baseman. The third baseman, Daniel Schneeman, will hit seventh for the Guardians. And the shortstop, Brian Rocchio, hitting eighth, down in the squat, playing catcher, throwing down the signs. Bo Naylor hitting ninth for the Guardians today. And that gentleman is your starting lineup.
Has Thomas hit fifth before?
Yes.
He has. Okay.
Yeah. Right. He's been hitting fifth against right-handers, right?
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
I think is that the deal? He's dropped down and hit fifth a couple of times.
Yeah, I like him in the two hole, I will tell you that, but it varies, depends on.
I read the other day again, and I've seen this a couple of times, and it was a story, I believe it was on ESPN, about farm systems.
Yeah, I saw that in ranking, but I didn't.
Boy, did they say, I've seen this a couple of times, it's like they gave up a ton to get Lane Thomas. I thought, wow, that's interesting.
What'd that do to their ranking? Wasn't that the gist of the story?
They're still fairly high, but they said they gave up a ton and that they're counting on some of the young guys because of the guys they traded in the Lane Thomas deal. Alex Clemmie being the main guy. But they traded two left-handed, you know, starters that they drafted, last year? Yes.
Did you feel like they gave up a ton?
Oh, well, when it comes to prospect capital, yes. And I don't want this to sound bad or anything because it will sound bad. You know, it's not like you picked up Aaron Judge. You know, you picked up a serviceable outfielder. And Lane has done a really nice job here, and I'm glad he's here. But you did give up two highly thought of very young prospects. What's that mean? Nothing. It means, you know, you're trying to win this year. So I get that. And, you know, I'd have given those guys up too because you needed an outfielder, and he's done a nice job. But it's not as if you picked up a guy who has historically been an outstanding, you know, power hitter or a great hitter at the major league level. Glad he's here, though. I think he's done a very nice job.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I like him. I think it was a good pickup. And then you'll see. We'll sit here and we'll watch and see what the prospects do and if they make it to the bigs. And if they have great success in the bigs, you can sit around and go, oh, man, why didn't they keep Lemmy? I don't understand. What were they thinking? Remember that guy we get picked up for a year or two?
Yeah, but you can't do that here because you're trying to win it this year. And you're trying to go deep. And I think they have a chance to.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, there it is.
What is it? The Song of Regret. The Cleveland Sports Song of Regret is probably what it'd be. I hate playing that game.
Clemmy's going to turn out to be good. We missed us.
Just mentioning, you know, that the guy's thought of.
I walk by his bedroom every night and see it empty.
Just telling you what these national folks are saying.
I'm holding if you give a mouse a cookie.
I said I'd do it.
To poor Alex.
I wonder if he should have played in the NBA.
I should have tucked him in one last time. Give him one last hug.
Maybe he could have helped Team USA in volleyball today against Poland. 6-6.
I could have done more. I could have made that lasagna again.
A left-handed outside hitter. It would have been great. Jeff is not having any of this today. None of it. You have an okay day.
There are
day.
Moments where I kind of wonder if we should have the show at cameras on so you could see Jeff hating both of us.
You have an okay day today? I'm worried about you.
Oh, I'm having a fine day.
See, no, I'm hearing you. It can't be any worse than mine. Let me get your opinion because I've got 3 minutes to do the story. The last 2 days, I've been pushing it to get to work because for some reason, help me. One of our dogs decides to hide right before I leave. I was checking on the dogs before I leave. Sometimes I take them out, make sure everything's good. And of course, it's Boomer, right? It's got to be Boomer. The last 2 days, and you guys have heard the panic in my voice. Like, I can't find the dog. I cannot find the dog. Like, I'm going in every room. I'm looking in underneath every bed.
Did you assume the dog was in the house?
Yesterday I wasn't sure because one of the kids may have left the door open on the way out the door. So I was like, and so yesterday I was completely freaking out and I'm like, I got to get on this conference call and I'm worried about the dog.
Does your dog know your house?
Yes. Better than I do because I can't find the dog when it's hiding.
Do you have a back porch or a front porch or something like that?
No. To get to?
No, I mean, for instance, if the dog was outside, could the dog, like,
curl
up on the porch and take a nap until somebody came home?
Yeah.
So, in other words, the dog runs you. You don't run the dog.
Man.
Because you're spending all of your time running around worrying about the dog. The dog's got it handled, Andy.
I don't know, man. The dog's got it handled. So, here's the other part of it. So, you know, I was kind of, you guys heard the secondhand part of this. My wife heard the firsthand part of it. I was like, I can't find the dog. And so I called her, and she's like, hey, calm down. I'm like, I know, but what if something's wrong? Blah, 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 blah. And she was just like, okay. So she was cool, calm, and collective about it. And as I was driving
in. And you have two dogs.
We have two. Boomer
and Bauer.
The other
one looking at you like, what the hell is he doing?
Well, Bauer's following me around. And so now I'm like worried. I'm like, man, Bauer just like won't leave my side. I'm like, oh, man, I hope something's not wrong. Right? So I turn around and I'm just like, I can't find him. I'm like, I got to go. So I call my wife, I'm a little frantic. I don't know if you know that every once in a while I get frantic. And all of a sudden.
Dan, did you know that?
I've sensed it, but never witnessed it.
Thank you. That's why I like you more than Jeff. And I'm glad that I can announce that too. So anyway, we get off our conference call and I look. And my wife went home to make sure the dog was okay, to find the dog.
And she sent a picture. That dog's wagging the tail of that household.
But then she leaves me with this bit of wisdom. The dog is playing you.
Yeah.
He knows that you're leaving, and he hears you yelling for it. And I'm trying every trick, too. I'm like, outside, because normally they come out when you say it. Or treat, that's like the best thing you can say. They know it, right? Or they hear the bag open when you go to get the treat out. And I tried everything again this morning, and my wife said, the dog is playing you. I'm just wondering I'm wondering if my wife is right. 216-474-0092. Let's come back. We will talk to Mike Silver, San Francisco Chronicle, and give us the latest on Brandon Ayuk and what's going on with that deal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.